She's online at thefaithfultraveler.com. Diana Von Glahn hosts travel documentaries and travelogues. You've seen her on EWTN, and she joins us every month for a pilgrimage update, some ideas to tie our faith and travel together. Diana, good morning.
Hi, Matt. Hi, everybody.
So, September dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows, and you've got a list of some sorrowful mother shrines from around the country that our listeners might be interested in visiting. First of all, tell us about one in my home state, Ohio.
Oh my gosh, this place looks amazing. Well, first let me just say, I've never been to any of these places, but I really, really want to go. And God willing, I and all the rest of us can make our way there someday. There is a place called the Sorrowful Mother Shrine, and if you go on their website, it's actually sorrowfulmothershrine.org. It is one of the best designed websites I've ever seen. They did a fantastic job with this website, and it's just gorgeous. They have lots of grottos, lots of chapels, and, you know, some really just loads of places to pray. And I mean, that's what this is all about, right? You know, loads of places to pray to the Blessed Mother. This shrine is actually run by, and I always forget the name, let me see, the Missionaries of the Precious Blood. So, and they have, there's this really cute picture of all these little priests. So if you go, maybe you'll meet one of them. But it's a beautiful place, and, you know, you should check and see how far it is away from you, Matt.
Yeah, I'm Googling that right now, but I did check out their website, and you're right. It's got tons of great pictures. It's got the Mass schedule. There's confession before every Mass for 45 minutes. So it's one of those things that you could kind of go and make a day of, go to daily Mass, go to confession, look at some of the shrines. It looks like it's up on Lake Erie, closer to Lake Erie, outside of Sandusky, which is where Cedar Point is. So you could spend one day going to Cedar Point, riding the rides, and then the next day, hanging out with our Sorrowful Mother. But yeah, it's really cool. They've got some resources for Eastern Catholics there too, I see, which is great, because I know there's some Eastern Catholics, especially up in the northern parts of Ohio. But let's go to Missouri, Starkenburg, Missouri, and the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows. Tell us about that.
Yes. Now, this is much more of a big, beautiful church in Starkenburg, Missouri. And, you know, but it's dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows, who, you know, this month is dedicated to. And again, you know, it's a great place to just kind of go. If you are nearby, you know, go check it out. They have little chapels on the inside, and then on the outside they have a few things that you can check out, but, you know, the weather's still nice, so it'd be a great place to go and pray. As we enter into the winter months, you know, people start getting a little sad because the sun goes away, but, you know, and Our Lady of Sorrows is definitely, I mean, there are a lot of things that we all have to pray for right now, you know, peace in the Holy Land and peace for the Christians in the Middle East and, you know, in Africa, and, I mean, there are all sorts of crazy things going on. So Our Lady of Sorrows is, I'm sure, very sorrowful about all of that, and, you know, it gives us plenty of things to pray for.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows in Starkenburg, Missouri. It was dedicated in 1910, 100-year-old church, and there's some beautiful images from that chapel. Perhaps you're driving distance from there, or if you're like me, I just kind of keep a mental note of all these things, and when I'm in a general area, I try and remember, hey, I think that there's a shrine close to here, and I just kind of add it on the trip. I don't know if you do that or not.
Oh, I totally do that. There's always a shrine wherever you're going to be, you know, nearby. So it's good to, you know, whenever I go anywhere. In fact, I remember one time, I think I mentioned this to you, one time I went out to Georgia for work, and I was filming some lawyer doing something, and I had a day that was free, like we finished early, and I was like, where am I? And so I get on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, everybody, where should I go? And there's this amazing shrine, I'm sure you're familiar with it, in Conyers, Georgia. It's beautiful. It's, I forget the name, I think it's a monastery, and there are all these priests there, and I rented a car and went down for the day, and it was awesome, you know. But that's the whole concept of the faithful traveler, you know, it's just reminding people that, you know, at all times we are Catholic, at all times, no matter where we are, you know, we should find ways to support the places that are beautiful, and I mean, all of these places, the shrine in Missouri, the shrine in Ohio, some of the places that we're talking about next, You know, it all takes money to run these places and to fix things that go bad. I mean, you know, this place was built in 1910, so I'm sure they've needed some new pipes or whatever, you know. So you want to go, when you go, make sure you make a little donation if you can and, you know, help them keep running so that somebody down the line can also go there when they're in the neighborhood, you know.
Definitely. And then we now go to Chicago and the National Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows. It's a basilica.
Yes, this place is gorgeous. Their website is ols-chicago.org, and you're going to provide links for everybody for all these places, right, Matt?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
This place is beautiful. I mean, they have some amazing, it's just a beautiful gilt basilica, and it's a national shrine, so, you know, it has a relic of St. Peregrine, which is awesome, and it's just a beautiful place, again, to go and, you know, let the beauty raise your mind and your heart to God. So for those of you in the Chicago area, you know, it's a great place to go, and they have a schedule of all their upcoming events. All of these places, I'm sure they're going to have a novena. The Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows is in the month of September. Let's see, I'm looking at my calendar.
It's the 15th.
What day is it?
Yeah.
The 15th. Okay, there you go. So I'm sure the novena is going to be, you know, 9 days before that. And that's a great place to go. And then the last place that I found is just, I'm excited about it because, you know, I grew up in California. I live on the East Coast. And there are certain parts of the country where Catholic things abound, you know. But the Pacific Northwest is, in my experience, not one of them. You know, there's just, I don't know, there may be not a lot of Catholics there. But there is this place called The Grotto. It's the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother, and it's in Portland, Oregon. So for all of you people who are out there in the Pacific Northwest, you know, check this place out because it is beautiful. It's one of those places that really makes use of the beauty, you know, the natural beauty and the outdoors. But there are, again, lots of statues devoted to the Blessed Mother, and there's a grotto and a gift shop and, you know, all that kind of thing. So, again, a wonderful place, and they're on Twitter and Facebook, which I love, you know. So great place to go and check out. And they recently celebrated their 90th anniversary, so they've been out there for a while.
They certainly have. And of course, the Pacific Northwest is just beautiful country anyway. But I've gone to the Grotto's website, which is just thegrotto.org, and they actually have a link to what's in bloom in various months in their gardens. So, for instance, in September, it's their roses and annuals. In October, it's going to be their mountain ash and maples and their English ivy. But you can go any season of the year and see something beautiful. But this September, of course, dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows, would be a great time to make it out to the Grotto, the national sanctuary of Our Lady of Sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it when people do things like that, you know, because, I mean, on the one hand, you look at these statues and you think, gosh, this is so beautiful. It raises my mind and heart to God, you know. But at the same time, God created all of these flowers, and that should raise our heart and minds to him, too, you know. So it's kind of like, that's his art.
It is. He had more than just a little bit of a hand in that. Diana von Glahn from The Faithful Traveler, where do we find you online?
We are on online at thefaithfultraveler.com, and all of our social media links are there. You can check us out, and we're blogging at a few places, too, but all of that you can find out on our website.
All right, and Diana, I mentioned off the air that Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle was going to be tweeting some stories about her personal relationship with Mother Teresa since it's her feast day. Anna Mitchell just slid me a note during our interview that Donna Marie is actually going to be on with us here in about 15 minutes, so you'll have to listen and get some firsthand accounts of what it was like to know the tiny woman with a huge heart who we celebrate on the calendar today.
I will totally be listening. So awesome. Thank you. And thank you, Donna, for sharing your stories.
Yeah, and help us get Mother Teresa trending on Twitter today. Diana, have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too, Matt.